So we have a final tally of the provincial election results. It's 43 seats for the BC Liberals, 41 seats for the BC NDP, and 3 seats for the BC Green Party. However, the popular vote margin between the BC Liberals and the BC NDP has tightened to just under 2,000 votes.
Yeah. So what will the Greens do? I remember last time we talked about it that people just say, I think people said that we're just being stupid or I'm just being stupid. But I mean, I don't really care. It is what I thought. I mentioned that it was just strategically speaking was the best option for the Greens. I'm not saying that I'm proposing that as a BC resident. So, whatever, people have their own thoughts. So how do you view this whole situation? Is Weaver going to form a government with Horgan or Clark or just remain independent?
Well, I still stand by what we discussed last time before the final count. I think the people who were bashing us, they were probably either too partisan or probably not cynical enough in terms of strategic thinking. They have to think like Andrew Weaver and the Greens, they gotta think about what's best for the Greens going forward. So I
Exactly. They are
still
political parties. They are not in NGOs, right?
Politicians are not essential. They're not exactly altruistic, and what I think is Andrew Weaver probably will let Christy Clark form government first, but then try to negotiate certain agenda that they would want to get across. If the BC Liberals and Christy Clark decides to ram through to certain things that perhaps crossed a red line with the Green Party, then maybe they'll think about propping up John Horgan and the NDP to get their agenda across.
Yeah. So yeah, basically they should be open their mind for any option, right? So it's interesting. I mean, I was watching this on Facebook where Weaver was having the press conference, and I saw all these comments basically bashing at Weaver. I was like, if you are a NDP supporter, or if you want to have this NDP Green Party coalition, why are you bashing at the guy you want to cooperate with? You know what I mean? It's like you want to convince him to become your partner, and I think it's smart, or it's at least it's not stupid to be a little bit more patient and just give him a little bit of time and freedom to think this over. And after he makes the decision, if it doesn't go to your way, maybe you can bitching about it. If it goes to your way, maybe you'll just be happy about it. But before making the decision, you already start bashing at him. I don't think it's a very smart move. Of course, I understand these are just people on internet. I guess I assume the real NDP negotiators won't behave that way. But it's just funny to see how people act on internet. It's funny that it doesn't matter which cultural background we come from. I see people on Chinese sides, in Taiwan, in China, in Hong Kong. I see English speaking people talking about, Western politics. When people appear on internet, they all sort of act or talk in a very savage way. And it's maybe that's just human nature. Anyway, I'm off topic a little bit. I think another issue we need to discuss about is really about the NDP mentality. Is because, as you mentioned, the popular votes are very close between NDP and Liberal, right? It's a very narrow victory for the Liberals. My question is, should NDP treat this thing, the whole result, as a victory?
Well, it depends on whether it's from a public relations point of view or a campaign organizing point of view.
Yeah, so from a PR point of view, of course, you have to claim victory, right?
Yeah, but from a campaign organizing point of view, I guess it's kind of mixed between whether you're a grassroots organizer or whether you're one of the staffers working in the central office provincially.
Yeah, so I would say I won't go to too much detail. Maybe you can analyze that. I would say, of course, from a PR point of view, you have to be looking strong in front of people. You need to claim victory, and you need to give people the sense that NDP is really close. They actually win the battle. It's just because of the electoral system or whatever reason. It's almost there, or it's a half win at least. But if you are a NDP operative, or if you are from the central party, or you are the leader, I don't think you should treat this as a victory, because a win is a win, a lose is a lose. As a political party, before you go into the race, you need to have a clear standard of what is victory, what is not a victory, what is a failure. Apparently, for a party like NDP, the only standard for victory is at least have a minority government. If you don't reach that point, it is a failure. It is a failure from that standard. Of course, it was a great effort. They narrowed the gap. It's not bad. It was way better than last time. But it's like a soccer game. You lose, you lose. There's no other way of seeing that. But for a smaller party, of course, if you only have one seat, having another seat is already a victory, right? Because this time is different. This time, the Liberals, their leader's image is bad, and they've been there for such a long time. And people have been expected to have changed for a long time. You still cannot pull off even just a minority victory. I think to have a winner mentality, when you face this situation, you should tell yourself, I have not won. There are many things I need to improve. There are some mistakes that I still can avoid. So I will really win next time. And if you are having a loser mentality, what I mean loser mentality is that even just a small victory, you treat it as a big victory. You're always trying to convince yourself you are doing well enough. We have been doing good. It's just unlucky, it's just people voting for the Greens, it's just this and that, then you will never be a true winner. You will never be a true winner. I don't want to be a life coach here. I'm not. I'm just saying that tactically, strategically, don't tell yourself you've done a good job since you have not formed a government yet.
Well, how they really think, it will be very interesting.
We really don't know, of course, right?
It will be very interesting because I was talking to, we wrote an article about how the NDP still blew it at this opportunity due to several factors, and I've shared it with a couple of current and former organizers within the local party organizations, and On that level, they seem to agree with what we've said, with certain mistakes that the party has made, even though that they've made key gains to the best of their abilities. Now, how the party bosses think about this, it'll be very interesting to
We really
tell.
don't know.
We don't know, like, they don't know until next month when the provincial council meets and talks about the election and also the mood at the provincial party convention later this year.
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. I think that's it for this episode, I guess.
And we'll chat more next week about something else until the next
Yeah, something
episode.
else.